Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. It's Monday, May 7th, 2018, and here's your episode of The Daily. Yesterday, Switch-exclusive indie game Golf Story received an ESRB rating, which generally means that the game is set for an upcoming physical release. If you don't know about it, it's an RPG disguised as a golf game. It has everything a traditional JRPG would, except instead of battling, you have golfing. It's been praised across many outlets and looking to finally go physical. Back in October, DualShockers.com spoke with Limited Run Games, and they hinted that this would probably be their first Switch physical release. Of course, they've already released Thimbleweed Park on the Switch, but it's possible that we may find Golf Story within their lineup. We'll keep you updated. Anyone out there want to be a level designer for a Zelda game? Based on a translated tweet from BK2128, Nintendo is hiring in Japan for specifically that, to create events, dungeons, fields, and enemies from design to actual implementation for The Legend of Zelda. Of course, this doesn't mean that there's a new Zelda being worked on, but wouldn't we like to believe that? In any case, it definitely means Zelda is here to stay, as if there was any doubt. Calling all Pokemon Go fans willing to actually go the extra mile. Pokemon Go Fest 2018 has been officially announced and will take place in Chicago, Illinois on July 14th and 15th. Single day passes are $20 and will go on sale on May 11th at noon. If you truly want to attend, you better set yourself an alarm, maybe a couple of reminders, leave a sticky note on your monitor. Last year, the Pokemon Go Fest event sold out in less than 30 minutes. You can find out more by going to PokemonGoLive.com/events. By the way, I'm sorry that I'm saying Pokemon, because I know it's Pokemon, but you know, I just get kind of lazy sometimes. Anyway, I just got my Nintendo Force magazine in the mail today and realized, do you guys even know what Nintendo Force magazine is? It took the place of Nintendo Power, which was the official Nintendo magazine until its last issue back in December of 2012. The debut issue of Nintendo Force stepped right in that next month in January 2013 and is currently on issue number 33. It has all the things you would expect in a Nintendo magazine, like interviews, previews, reviews, and other original content. Like their current issue feature is called Nintendo Before Mario, in which they discussed how Nintendo used to be a toy company before the NES was created. They go on highlighting the toys unveiled in the 70s and 80s, like the Ultra Hand, and the Mach Rider, and the Love Tester. Anyway, to find out more about this magazine and how to subscribe, check out their website at NintendoForceMagazine.com. And that's all for today. I'd like to give a shout out to my new anchor followers, Swish Chris, Radio and TV Entertainment, Brian Brammer, Carla Oli, Austin, Blake, Tommy, and Christian Johnson. Thanks so much for your support. Also, this podcast has been added on TuneIn Radio and can also be accessed using smart home devices such as Amazon Echo and Google Home. Just ask to play the podcast Nintendo Seconds. If you have any feedback or would just like to leave a note, feel free to send me a voice message on the Anchor app or just send me a tweety tweet on Twitter at LPTiger, L-P-T-Y-G-E-R. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.